Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Good ruling up in Minnesota. Minnesota, the judge in the Chauvin trial, the man who killed George Floyd, just issued a statement saying that there are aggravating circumstances in the killing of George Floyd. Why is that important? Because aggravating circumstances are one basis for imposing a jail sentence more than the minimum. For second degree homicide, and third degree, he was convicted of a number of counts, but they all run concurrently up there apparently. And the recommended guideline amount of years in prison for somebody who is convicted of what he was convicted of is 12 and a half years. Now, 12 and a half years is a substantial sentence. Quite frankly, 12 and a half years is it's a destructive sentence for your life going forward. And we take no pleasure in punishment or retaliation, but something has to be done about somebody who strangled a man for what, 8 minutes, more than 8 minutes, just strangled him while he begged for life and begged for air and beg for his mother. Well, the Minnesota judge said that there are aggravating circumstances, and there are many of them. One of them is using an official position to do it as a police officer. But the other one essentially is, if you take a look at that video, Chauvin is sort of looking at everybody expressionless, and it's almost like there's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to kill a man right in front of your eyes for whatever reason, to show off, to show that I can do it, for the pleasure of it. This wasn't something where there was a sudden altercation and he reacted excessively, that kind of thing. That isn't what this is. That is not what this is. The maximum sentence is over 40 years. And you don't give the maximum unless there are so many circumstances attendant on it. And frequently that would be something like where it was really first degree murder with extreme, with torture, that kind of thing. And they plead guilty to second degree murder, second degree homicide to in a plea agreement. And then, yeah, you give them the maximum. So I don't know what the judge is going to do, but the predicate finding of aggravating circumstances is very important. And I know that people up there and very understandably the family want justice. I want justice, and we all do. And there's no prison sentence that can give true justice. There's none. You can't bring George Floyd back, but you can send a message that this kind of conduct is not tolerated. 12 and a half years, a lot of years, but this gives the judge the platform to impose a stricter sentence. And I think that is a good development. It's a sign from the power structure, it's a sign from our judiciary that we're paying close attention to this kind of conduct. The only way, by the way, that there's going to be true justice, and even then it's too late for George Floyd, is when we have a change in policing culture where the police do not have the idea that in a pinch they can kill somebody and there will be no consequence. This is a difficult subject to legislate. And when it's left to local police departments and states, look at the Wauwatosa Police Department, look at the Kenosha law enforcement. In most cases, local law enforcement, local politicians won't do anything. They won't do anything, nothing. In Waukesha, the guy that shot three people in Wauwatosa is rehired out there in law enforcement. They won't do anything. It's got to come from the federal government. Got to come from the federal government. Kenosha, Jacob Blake shot in the back, what, seven, eight times for getting in the car slowly with no weapon while his kids are in the back seat. Local politicians and others say, well, a reasonable officer would have done that. That's baloney. They're worried about their jobs, about people, the electorate throwing them out. So there has to be federal standards and federal culture. And that includes training and saying very simply, you don't get to kill somebody You don't get the thrill of killing the ultimate game. The ultimate game are not elk in Montana. They're not elephants in Africa. The ultimate game is another human being. And 99% of police officers don't want that and don't do it, including my cousin and my uncle, both police officers. They don't want it and they don't do it. But there's a 1% that thinks I have the right, if I need to kill somebody and nobody's going to do anything to me. I do not like the idea of controlling this through felony prosecutions of officers. That doesn't do anybody any good. And there's a lot of officers who have split second decisions to make. They walk into an alley, guy jumps out with something in his hand. What do? You decide, well, I'll gamble and maybe my wife will be a widow and my kids won't have a father. No, you don't. You don't. But that's not what we're talking about here. Jacob Blake, he had him down, hands restrained behind his back. Four officers are holding him down and he strangles him. Okay. That's not hard to figure out. Jacob Blake slowly gets in the car, bullets pumped into his back, paralyze him for life. That's not difficult to figure out. That's going to have to be looked at by a U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, and a Republican U.S. attorney is not going to do it. So Biden, start appointing these U.S. attorneys. There's a lot of open positions. Yes, Moscow Mitch is throwing some sand in the gears. I get it. You've been around in the Senate and vice president since 1972. Deal with it. Deal with it. Get somebody in there with some guts, convenes a federal grand jury to revisit the Jacob Blake shooting, okay? Well, so anyway, this Minnesota judge says there are aggravating circumstances, and boy, are there aggravating circumstances. There truly are. This is something where the lines have hardened, and I think they've hardened in the wrong way. It's almost as if anybody in law enforcement thinks, well, if you want to change our culture, somehow you're against us. I don't think there are many police officers in this country who looked at the George Floyd strangling and didn't turn their eyes away, maybe with a tear in them, and say, God, that's bad. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. And there aren't many officers in this country, very few, who look at the video of an officer shooting Jacob Blake in the back many times. Why not tase him if you think that's needed? One bullet, why seven or eight bullets? Kids in the back seat. Most police officers would say, God, that I wouldn't do that. That is very bad. And there were some police officers who spoke to the media about that. Police chief down in Houston said, this is absolutely wrong. It wouldn't happen here. Well, I hope it wouldn't happen there. But how do you change culture? You don't do it by felony prosecution of officer after felony prosecution of officer. What it does is mislead officers, and they think people are against them. No. Yeah, civilians control the military, the Army, Navy, and the Air Corps, and the Marines, and they control the police, period, end of story. And there should be no more speeches of union police union presidents blasting the mayor and the police and fire commission. You are military, and you are going to conduct yourselves as military and understand that you're submissive to civilian control, or you're going to get out. That's it. And there's going to be training and cultural training, changing the culture. And I'm not talking about the culture in the sense that it's usually used. I'm just saying you're not going to shoot innocent people anymore. So stand by. Keep a sharp eye out for Minnesota. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.